Deep and Dirty with the Ex-Mother-in-Law. Narrated by Alexandra Anderson. For Cupido in collaboration with Saga. The Mother-in-Law by Nicolay Holt. It was over between Liz and me. She was great at giving head, and she loved my huge cock up her ass, but otherwise there wasn't really anything else in our relationship that worked. My relationship with Liz was the seventh to have fallen apart within 3 years. I obviously just can't get it to work with women. Or, as my big sister puts it, maybe I'm just not ready to give up on taking all the models out for a test drive. I'm way too much of a bad boy to want a permanent relationship and settle down with a house, Volvo, and dog. Incidentally, I wouldn't be able to afford it anyway, unless I found some rich girl. I can't even afford to buy a second-hand Skoda. I was sorry when I saw Liz go, but it wasn't meant to be. But the person who was the most sad to see it didn't work out between us was Linda, Liz's mother. I stayed over at her place, comforting her for several days after it happened. She really would have liked me to become her son-in-law. She's pretty cool. She goes hiking in India, looks after foster kids in Africa when she's meant to be on holiday, and she even likes skydiving. If I had to have any of my girlfriend's mothers as my mother-in-law, it would be her. But that also wasn't meant to be. So that was a bit about Linda. As for me, well, I'm Johnny. I've just turned 26. My mother thinks I should have produced 2 grandchildren by now. But I'm way too busy with other stuff. Looking after my body, running marathons, lifting weights at the gym, and partying. I try to live life to the full. On Mother's Day this year, I ordered a bouquet of flowers online for my own mother, who lives in Jutland, while I decided to go visit Lydia and bring her a bouquet. Liz was her only child, and I can guarantee that there's no way she would have remembered her own mother on Mother's Day. Or she intentionally forgot it, on purpose. There was always some kind of tension between Liz and Lydia, maybe because they looked as if Lydia was Liz's big sister, with, just say, 10-12 years between them. So I bought a bunch of roses and headed out to Lydia's. "Oh, what the fuck?" said Lydia with tears in her eyes. "Come in, you wonderful boy." She gave me a massive hug. It was Saturday morning and Lydia was piddling about in a t-shirt and a pair of panties, which she'd probably slept in. I'd actually seen her in much less than that. Indeed, I've actually seen her without panties a couple of times. When we were in Sweden, she went skinny dipping. But I've never thought about sex with her. After all, she was my girlfriend's mother. However, Liz had told me her mother was into younger men. I'd noticed her eyeing me up a couple of times, almost enviously. Liz had a fantastic intuition, so it was probably that that made her and Linda quarrel. But Liz was now history, and here I was with my ex-mother-in-law in my arms. Linda put the roses in water and put the water on for coffee. I sat down on a kitchen stool and watched her as she scuttled about. She had long legs, and even though she was over 40, she was still firm and lithe. Her breasts swung merrily under her skimpy blouse, which also revealed a bit of her bare tummy.